commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
I almost never shop at Michael's, but I did last weekend. They have 3-in-1 picture frames that I'm using to redecorate my living room. Now, since then, a major data breach has been reported. The problem was discovered and fixed before my purchase. Apparently, the problem, described as sophisticated malware, was operational just after the Target breach was discovered, and it was shut down back in January. It is likely the malware got into Michael's system through tampering with their card swipe machines at their checkout counters. So most likely, I have nothing to worry about. But a loved one who bought a Christmas gift for me at Michael's does. I have 3 thoughts on this. First, the companies that I do business with are responsible for the security of my transactions, and many large retailers are failing. Second, the response from retailers once there is a breach is unacceptably slow and incomplete. The Michael's breach was known about 3 months ago. It was first reported by a private security company and wasn't confirmed publicly by the retailer until last week. That long with my bank account numbers in the wind is unreasonable. And the fix that Michael's is offering to their customers, a 1-year subscription to the AllClearID.com service, is inadequate. Millions of impacted customers already use other services. And the best way to check on your own credit is to get your free credit report, which you're entitled to once a year. Michael's, at a minimum, should pay for the credit reports for people who have already used their one freebie. Lastly, there are things that we consumers can do to minimize our exposure. Shopping with cash is most secure. Letting the cashier swipe your card in front of you instead of using the customer swipe machine, which is subject to tampering, would make a difference. And refuse to give the store other identifying information about you, things like your zip code, your phone number, or your email address. One part of good customer service is properly securing your customers' personal data. And as we've known for years, customer service in the retail sector is generally poor.